This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Yeah, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Be part of, and that's what it is. You're going to be part of the solution if you get informed. If you don't get informed, you ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there is a lot happening. There's a lot to talk about. But we've been hearing, you know, about this all day long. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, not only can you watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's also, you know, you can sign up for our weekly news blast. You can sign up for all kinds of stuff that will give you information, will help keep you informed. Now, I know you've been listening all day long. I mean, you can't change the channel. Well, it's like it's CNN or something, in which case, they're loving it, right? They're loving the fact that all this money is going out. It's going out to help America. Not really. I mean, come on, think about it. With the amount of money that they go to everybody, if we are truly, we're in a finance crunch, we've got all kinds of issues, and we're going to give money to other countries? Are we for real? Oh, yeah, it's because we're a generous, Joe. We're a generous nation. We should be helping out other countries when we can. Well, keyword being when we can, yes, correct. But Trump put it out there, and he said it, you know, point blank. There's crazy money in this thing. Now, you know, Joey B will never say a word about it. That'll never happen. So I hope he keeps shaming them. I hope he stays on these people. He said he's acting. Here, let me see something. Can I play this thing? Maybe I can. Let's see. I mean, bottom line is he's calling them out. Nancy Pelosi, what a joke. Take a listen.
Throughout the summer, Democrats cruelly blocked COVID relief legislation in an effort to advance their extreme left-wing agenda and influence the election. Then, a few months ago, Congress started negotiations on a new package to get urgently needed help to the American people. It's taken forever. However, the bill they are now planning to send back to my desk is much different than anticipated. It really is a disgrace. For example, among the more than 5,000 pages in this bill, which nobody in Congress has read because of its length and complexity, it's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 billion for Egypt and the Egyptian military, which will go out and buy almost exclusively Russian military equipment. $25 million for democracy and gender programs in Pakistan. $505 million to Belize, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. $40 million for the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., which is not even open for business. $1 billion for the Smithsonian.
Now, the key to the Kennedy Center is, if you recall, with the last stimulus, they got $25 million, and then they laid everybody off. Wasn't that nice of them? Right? But these are pet projects of the Democrats. These things the Democrats love. Well, you can't shut down the arts, and they're already shut down. Like he said, there's nobody there. It isn't open for business. What do they need the $40 million for?
And an additional $154 million for the National Gallery of Art. Likewise, these facilities are essentially not open. $7 million for reef fish management, $25 million to combat Asian carp, $2.5 million to count the number of amberjack fish in the Gulf of Mexico, a provision to promote the breeding of fish in federal hatcheries, $3 million in poultry production technology, $2 million to research the impact of downed trees, $566 million for construction projects at the FBI. The bill also allows stimulus checks for the family members of illegal aliens, allowing them to get up to $1,800 each. This is far more.
$1,800 each. But American citizens playing in the system can only get $600. I keep telling you, and you won't listen, the Democrats hate you. They hate you pure-bred American God-loving folks.
Then the Americans are given. Despite all of this wasteful spending and much more, the $900 billion package provides hardworking taxpayers with only $600 each in relief payments. And not enough money is given to small businesses, and in particular restaurants, whose owners have suffered so grievously. They were only given a deduction for others to use in business their restaurant for 2 years. This two-year period must be withdrawn, which will allow the owners to obtain financing and get their restaurants back in condition. Congress can terminate it at a much later date. But
you know, think about this. You've got a bunch of Congress people, and 98% of them have never had their own business, never had to sign a check for anybody else. They don't know how to run a business. They have no clue whatsoever, and yet they're putting the stimulus package together. They've decided who makes what, where, how, and when. This is a disaster. Right? Because they don't know. They don't have a clue. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Does somebody remember the wonderful comments that Nancy Pelosi said? Remember when Trump got, when the tax cut policy went through? And the majority of people got a $1,000 reimbursement or bonus check. And what did we get? Bupkis. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562.
Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different implants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. And you're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know what? I'm going to ask you a question now, but I don't want you to answer it until later on. In the stimulus package, they stick with the $600. Are you willing to take the $600, or do you want the president to veto this thing? I think he should pocket veto it. Just let it sit on the desk and make Congress go back and make this right. This is not right, by any stretch of the imagination. Let me, before I pull my guest on, let's get to Ed from Washington. Ed, always a pleasure when you call in.
Hey, glad you accepted my call there, guy. Hey, you know, I was listening to you about this COVID relief, and outside of misappropriation of funds and the equivalent of your stepson or whoever stealing your credit card and maxing it out and expecting you to pay for it.
That's a good point. You're right. I mean, this most of this money, the major percentage of this money, isn't even coming to us for COVID. It's going to foreign countries.
Yeah. It's misappropriation of funds.
Yeah.
It doesn't even begin to cover the title on what this. By the way, there's a long-standing thing that if you have a piece of legislation that covers more than one topic, it's unconstitutional.
Well, and what about the simple thing with the they promised us that they would take 72 hours before they put any bill out there. 72 hours to read it, to check it out, to make sure it makes sense. But, you know, it's funny, when they lie, they can get away with it. It's fine. Not a problem, you know?
Well, yeah, the thing that is, these people are, I mean, I have no clue on, well, they don't either, but I have no clue where the hell they think they're doing. What really bothers me is we have people in the United States allowing them to do this.
Yeah, Ed, you think that you're actually giving them credit for thinking, Ed, which is probably the first mistake.
No, I was being nice about it because, you know, us conservatives are so hateful.
Yes, yeah, we're terrible people. Hey, Ed, thanks for calling. I appreciate your time, man.
All right.
Yeah. Let me bring on my guest. I always love when Brad Dagus joins us from Pacific Justice Institute. We get the straight skinny as to what's going on. You get the real legal information, not not those, what are the Facebook warriors, Facebook legal information. Those guys are just amazing. Anyhow, Brad, always a pleasure when you're on with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the program. Thank you.
Hey, I saw a notice from PJI. I'm going to tell people what PJI is all about in a little bit here. But I saw a notice that said, we can go back to church. Is that true? That can't be true.
It is true. It is true. The government's going to let us go to Sunday school and go to church again.
Oh, wow. Can we sing?
And yes, and we can sing. It's interesting, though. This has some left and right turns to it. And so I want people to understand it's not quite that simple. But our advice that we gave to pastors on Thursday in churches across the country was go ahead and reopen, have your indoor service, but make sure the qualifier is make sure that you're meeting all the protocol, safe distancing, masks, at least when you're not singing, you know, just, you know, and then we have a long safety criteria that they can utilize for our website that can be very helpful. So that's what we told them, and that's still good, mind you, okay? Because the Supreme Court decision that came down, they said, Governor Cuomo, you can't treat churches differently than other entities like subways and, you know, stations and stuff like that. So they're entitled, they have they're essential pursuant to their First Amendment protection, and that's it. Well, it was only technically binding on New York. Well, then you have these other cases coming up from California, Nevada, Colorado, New Jersey. And they're coming up to the Supreme Court appealing adverse decisions against churches, saying, yeah, shut down the churches, that's okay. Well, the Supreme Court saw those, and to put this in layman's language, sent them back to the circuit courts saying, it's called remand, sent them back saying, hey, send this back to the federal district court these came from. Tell them to rule in accordance with what we just decided in New York, that you can't treat churches like second-class citizens. You got to let them reopen. If you let other entities open up, you got to let churches open up the same way, to the same degree. So that's what it was, and it's still there. Well, we've got some rogue judges.
Are you going to say we have rogue judges? Are you actually going to try to tell us that?
Yeah, unfortunately we do. Yeah, one of them is out of San Diego. It's a federal district court case out of in San Diego. They got the decision and, you know, remanded back to them. And so then they went and put in their analysis and said at the end of the day, well, churches still should be able to be shut down from indoor services because of the extreme health issues, da 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 da. Even though on the face of it, they had to acknowledge that public transportation was not shut down, still open, not you know, limited to only 25 people per station.
Oh my.
So even though the court held that, I mean, looked at that, they just, that's like they're blind. It's like they just want to be just totally in rebellion. And then we've got this this other rogue judge with a Harvest Rock case, and in California, and once again that judge went the other way on the injunction motion and said no, we're reassessing this. No, there's still high danger, and therefore we're going to rule the churches can't have indoor services, not protected. So that's, we've got these judges. I'm very confident though that when these go right back up to the Ninth Circuit, if the Ninth Circuit doesn't correct them and reverse, the Supreme Court will slap them both sides. So and fix it and once and for all. So that's easy layman's straight summary of what, without boring the audience.
You have a lot of confidence in these people, don't you? I mean, seriously, how does a judge, a federal judge, basically ignore either the Ninth Circuit and or the Supreme Court? I mean, how does the judge do that and get away with it?
Well, the court, had taken up the case from California and Colorado, these other places, instead of remanding it, and then ruled and said, no, we're overturning this, this is unconstitutional, da-da-da, that would be it, done, over, right? But instead, the court said, look, we got these cases all coming up. It's real clear our decision in New York, what it is. We're sending this back to you. Fix your stuff so we don't have to mess with it. Fix it. Look at our New York decision. Read it and fix your decision and reverse yourself. And yeah. they're just rebelling. And so we're very I'm disappointed these two judges rebelled, but they're not going to prevail. And maybe their attitude is, fine, I'm not going to be appointed by a Republican. I will only be a Democrat, and they're looking for radical people like me anyway for appointment. Maybe that'd be the logic. I don't know.
Wow. But. Well, good luck to them. Anyhow, we'll be back. And a lot more I want to talk about. Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. Brad Dacus joins me. He's going nowhere. He'll be back with us after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm like Real Amdek. Just watch me. Just watch me. I've been saying this from the very beginning.
President-elect Joe Biden delivering remarks in Wilmington, Delaware. The former vice president also talking about his son Hunter and a possible investigation and a new attorney general.
I guarantee you I'm going to do what I said. The Attorney General of the United States of America is not the president's lawyer. I will appoint someone who I expect to enforce the law as the law is written, not guided by me.
A strong winter storm is moving across the country this week. The National Weather Service saying the storm will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding in some areas. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple of days. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. I'm excited to have Brad Dacus with me. He is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Great organization that he is going to tell you about right now. Go ahead, Brad. Let them know who and what you do.
You bet, Joe. Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization, but we're unique. We make sure everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. When it comes to our mission, which is defending religious freedom, parental rights, the sanctity of human life, we're also unique that we have more offices across the United States, coast to coast, than any other legal organization of our kind. We do all of our work without charge. And we've got great attorneys and really making a difference. And we have over 50 cases in active litigation. And right now, Joe, we have a matching gift opportunity, an end-of-year matching gift opportunity. It's up to a total of $100,000. If they go to our website, they can participate right now. They can also sign up to get our free legal insider newsletter. It's once a week on our cases and what's going on. And they just go to pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org. And if they want to see how credible that we are, I say go to charitynavigators.com, I think it is, and they'll see that we're the top rated organization of our kind in the country as far as ethics, transparency, mm-hmm. and efficiency. So that's what we are, pji.org.
I'm getting inundated with some questions and some other stuff, and I'm like, come on, people, stay on topic here, right? You know, whatever. But, people are worried, and they're nervous about a whole bunch of stuff that's going on right now, and you don't know what's going to happen. I still believe that, I know, I'm a diehard, right? Because I don't want to feel like the thing's been stolen. So I still think that President Trump has a chance. I don't like the fact that SCOTUS is hiding, for all intents and purposes, they're hiding in a corner somewhere because they don't know what to do. You know, the guys that were appointed, the guys and gal that were appointed by President Trump or nominated by President Trump, who he fought for, stood by, no matter what was going on, they seem to be cowering in the corner now. The new case coming in from Pennsylvania, I hope it at least gets in front of SCOTUS. It would be great to have them say that there were some irregularities, that there were some illegal things that were done. I don't know. Some of us just don't understand how the evidence works. You know, if they've got statistics, if they can show you how the machines work, if they can show you that there's 300% of the people in the valley voted, isn't that enough to get a court to act or not?
Yeah, it's really hard to prove up your case with the specific evidence that's needed because they have to show not only that massive fraud occurred. And that there's clear, convincing evidence that it's, or preponderance of the evidence that it's, it was orchestrated and widespread, et cetera. They have to prove that it would have had a different outcome. And for that, you've got to have an auditing of the ballots. You've got to prove it up, and it just takes a lot of time to do that. Now that said, what we at Pacific Justice are encouraging people to do, and this is another pathway that I do see as a possibility, and it's really up to the Republican legislators in the states. In fact, we're going to be posting it on our website, actually on our Facebook, and probably on the Parler page as well. And that is a list of all the state legislators where they can click it, and they can contact the state legislators, the Republicans in particular, and say, you have the power to have a hearing on the evidence and decide whether to accept or reject the electors. And you can do that and encourage them to do so. So that's – I talked to our chief counsel today about that, and that is an angle that is possible. But it's going to take a lot of courage from a lot of Republican state legislators to do that because, once again, it goes back to proving up the evidence. And then even then you have a liberal media that's going to distort it and not give the people the truth and give the false impression that they're somehow – stealing the votes from the people or something like that.
It's really funny how one side, though, is they're not discussing at all any way, in any way, shape, manner, or form, that there was any irregularities. Most of them are just saying, you know, there was nothing wrong with this election, nothing more than usual.
Right, and it's crazy. There's so much evidence. I think I said this before, but I do predict that we will see probably not one, but probably maybe two or three best New York Times bestsellers on this topic of the 2020 election fraud. There's so much information there. It's so easy to put it in a book and to orchestrate it and to organize it, and people will read it, and it will be very, very persuasive.
All right, I'm going to switch gears with you for a second and see if I can send a shiver up your spine. Becerra is going to be our new senator. You know, the AG, I don't know if you heard that come down. I think it was today, early this morning, or what have you. But he is not a friend to any of us. I mean, any conservative religious person and so forth, is he?
No, he's not. So is that confirmed from the governor that he's going to be the pick, governor's pick, as Becerra as a senator?
Yes. I'm reading.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That is extremely troubling because this guy has been a politician.
I'm sorry. Stop. I don't want to get you in trouble. I didn't mean Becerra. I blew that one. Alex Padilla. I was reading an article about Becerra. I blew it. God.
Okay.
But wait a minute. It's not much better.
I know. You are correct. It is not much better. Frankly, I thought Governor Gavin Newsom was going to name himself for fear that he was going to be recalled. And, but I guess he didn't decide to do that. But that's interesting that that's who he's going to be choosing. Once again, someone who is who's very liberal, radical activist. He's going to be very problematic down the road. That's discouraging. Very concerning.
And again, he is the guy. I mean, he was at one point here. He was in charge of watching over elections to a big degree. You know, making sure that everybody was doing the right stuff. Where's he been? It's just amazing. So the big deal is that he's going to be. He'll be the first ever Latino U.S. senator to represent California. Ooh, why do we go down these roads? You know, the first black American, the first black woman, the first... Stop. How about just the best person?
Right. Yeah, it would be nice from the land of the free and of equality and opportunity and blind justice for us to, you know, actually look at the merits of the heart and the competency and not look at the color of their skin. Who talked about that? There was a famous speaker. Oh, yeah, Martin Luther King Jr. That's right. So it'd be nice if we followed, you know, that example and listened to some of the speeches again. So it's very very counterproductive. And I think we're in a society where we really don't need to, you know, we know no matter what our ethnicity, what our background, that there are successful, qualified people. You know, there's not a presumption that one ethnic group doesn't have qualified, competent people. Instead, it's just a matter of finding the best and most qualified.
Yep.
And that needs to, we need to stop looking at race and other groups like that.
Brad, one of the questions that's being asked of me the most is what I think in the way of mandatory vaccines for children and for adults as this thing grows. Can they really force us, force adults, force the kids to have these vaccines?
Unfortunately, the case law, and I sigh, because the case law it goes back 100 years, mind you, to the Spanish flu, massive death virus epidemic that took place, much worse than today's version. It was much, 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 much worse. Anyway, there was some bad case law back then basically saying the government can require people to be vaccinated as they see fit to deal with this pandemic, yada, yada. I think moving forward, though, that this Supreme Court, would require the government to really not just have a rational basis, that they would have to show a compelling state interest, narrowly tailored, that was absolutely necessary. And they would scrutinize every angle of any such requirement of any person, age group. They wouldn't just say, you know, in general, say, okay, well, what about children? Are they really at risk? Do they need to actually have this to stay alive? And the answer, of course, is no. The traditional flu statistically is actually more fatal than the COVID. So I think there's going to be a strong case against it, and we at Pacific Justice would be willing to make it.
I want to pick up a little bit on the other side of the break. We got to go for a quick one. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Okay.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to Real Thought on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Seriously, don't just be part of the problem, be part of the solution. Talking to our good friend Brad Dacus, friend of the show, and comes on pretty much on a weekly basis. Brad, thanks for being with me. I really do appreciate your time with me. Thanks for all the work you do.
Oh, but our pleasure. It's a joy, and we're busier now at Pacific Justice Institute in more cases than ever before. So
I can't even imagine. I mean, I really can't imagine. There's so much crazy stuff going on. I'm always amazed at, you know, when the Supreme Court rules on something or gives an opinion, as they say, and then you have these lower court judges, like you were talking about earlier, or other federal judges that seem to just go, well, who do they think they are? We're going to do what we want to do. And you're seeing that more happen more and more and more and more and more. And I don't even know how you do it. If you don't have any enforcement, then these judges are just guys sitting in the black robes that have an opinion, aren't they?
Correct. So we're seeing a dismantling of our system, and it is concerning. But at the end of the day, you know, we've seen this happen. Washington State, their state Supreme Court, you know, ruled a certain one way. It went up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They sent it, remanded it back down and said, okay, rule in view of our decision in this case. And State Supreme Court says, okay, we looked at the case again, and yeah, we were right, and we're sticking by it. And it goes back up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they go, really? I mean, really? You and they just outright overturned it and reprimanded them for acting, you know, like whatever. So 14-year-olds. Yeah. So it was pretty outrageous. So, and that's what we're seeing in these two federal cases, district court cases we mentioned earlier. And I'm very confident at the end of the day, churches are going to be liberated. Churches and synagogues will be able to meet. They'll meet indoors, responsibly meet indoors, but meet indoors. And also we're going to see businesses starting to be set free, and government held accountable to prove up their reasoning and evidence to support restrictions on businesses and how they carry themselves and having like outdoor eating areas and things like that. So we're really looking forward to the end of this tunnel, and I see it coming. So it's good.
You're a bigger optimist in that area than I am. You know, when it comes to the vaccines, as we were talking about before the break, you know, you've got people that want religious outs for it, scientific outs for it. You know, you're talking about your kids and your loved ones. My concern, again, is if they can force a vaccine because it's the greater good, what's to stop them from that point moving forward?
Yeah, it is a slippery slope. It's a very dangerous slippery slope. That's why I think this Supreme Court, not the one that we would have had Trump not been elected in 2016, but this Supreme Court has a majority that believes in freedom and liberty, and will challenge the action of the court and make sure that the state has proven up with a compelling state interest why they're requiring it, and who they're requiring it to, and make sure it's absolutely the most narrowly tailored, you know, requirements to meet that compelling state interest that's been proven up. It's not going to be an acquiescence to the state. The Supreme Court has made it clear those days are over. They're not going to acquiesce when it comes to infringement upon freedom and liberty. If there's any substantial burden on freedom and liberty, then by golly, the governors, the state legislators, the Congress, they've got to meet their burden of proof. And I think that is very relieving. And that's why I think in the end we're not going to see mandatory vaccines for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Where I'm concerned is we're going to see airlines and airports say, to travel, you've got to have a vaccination. To go in our grocery store, you have to have a vaccination. That is a concern because arguably people can live and survive without those things, but it can be very, very burdensome and troublesome moving forward. It's almost like the mark of the beast, if you will. You know, it's almost like you have to have the 666.
It's hilarious.
You can't shop, but you don't have to have it, but if you don't have it, you're not going to be able to buy anything or go anywhere.
Oh, no, you have to have this vaccination to protect other people, and so people get better. However, you still have to maintain 6 feet. You still have to wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm sorry, I missed something here. Other than the chemicals you're injecting in my body, there's nothing different.
Yeah, you're right. And that is really concerning, especially when they say that these vaccines have, like Moderna has a 94% success rate. The other one, the Pfizer one's very similar to that. So it makes really no sense. There's not a risk. There will not be a risk of a massive spreading of it. We'll have herd immunity without question in just a matter of a couple, 2 or 3 months. We're going to have secured herd immunity. You don't have a catastrophe. You don't have a massive pandemic when you have herd immunity with enough people either had it or vaccinated. It's estimated we'll probably have 70% who'll fit into one of those two categories combined. So, I think that's very troubling. And I think at the end of the day, it's going to be contested. And I think at the end of the day, those trying to force that will not succeed.
Well, I'm going to take another hard turn on you again, which is the new DA in L.A., Gascon. He's already causing trouble and issues and problems. And I've talked to a few sheriffs to tell me some of the things they can and can't do anymore. It's amazing. It's amazing. They do want a lawless county. They do want lawlessness What it gets them, I don't know. Maybe it gets them total control at some point in time. But you got police officers now that'll even enforce over it. But I don't know if you saw the video, Brad, where he told the mother of a grieving, her son had been killed, brutally beat, and killed and then thrown over a cliff. And he refused to, there was some kind of hate crime or extenuating circumstances, and he refused to apply those. So she's screaming at him, my son is dead, and this is what you're doing? And he tells her to shut up. He tells her twice to shut up. And then he gets to the podium, and he says, the problem is we have people that are uninformed, don't know what's going on, and they need just to keep their mouth shut. They need not to be yelling stuff out. I mean, it just shows you where they're at.
Yeah, that's someone who has a very low emotional quotient, EQ, it's called. He has an obvious lack of sensitivity to the people around him and the feelings of those around him and what is sensitive to the circumstances. And the bigger picture, though, he has, unfortunately, a very skewed misperception of the risk versus the benefits of protecting criminals with solid evidence that it's going to result in more victims. At the end of the day, government must protect the innocent from becoming victims. And when this and his policies are the opposite, it's going to create more victims, more rapes, more murders, more robberies, etc. And he knows that. And so I think it's very negligent, gross negligence on his part, and gross negligence. And I think that the voters should speak up the next chance they have. But I'm not so sure the voters and the elected are going to rise up to that level and I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let me ask you a question. So somebody's talking about the in one of the chat rooms. They're talking about the illegal alien attorney Garcia, and he was the one who went all through school. He's here illegally. How in God's creation can you allow somebody who's not a citizen, not here legally, already broken the law, to practice law? Don't you guys take an oath to uphold the laws of the land, the Constitution of the state, and the federal government?
That is correct. And this is another classic example of liberal judicial activism where they ignore the law to try to make society be what they want it to be. And the more they do that, the more we the people are going to be tempted not to respect the law.
Right.
And that's a real problem. It's like, well, the law is just, it's something we can choose whether we want to respect it or not as convenient. And that is very dangerous in maintaining law and order and with that, the benefits and economic benefits that come from a country with that kind of respect for the law.
I know. It's just amazing to me. It's like they get to get away with whatever they want to. The lawbreakers already get away with whatever they want to. Nobody's going to come down hard on them. A guy like me, I don't have the front plate of my car, and they're going to write me up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's no mercy, no anything. Hey, listen, we only got maybe a minute left, half a minute. Tell people how they can help you, how they get involved, how they can find out more about Pacific Justice.
You bet. We have a large, major lawsuit against Governor Gavin Newsom, along with other lawsuits.
Amen.
Just go to our website, pji.org, and you can sign up and participate in our matching grant gift program, dollar for dollar matched, every contribution. If they go tonight to do that this year, pji.org, and they can sign up to get our newsletter, The Legal Insider. If they're listening to this program, they'll definitely want to get The Legal Insider. It's free. And they can sign up at pji.org.
Brad, thank you as usual. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up in the next hour. Evan Sayet, which is scary in and of itself. We're going to get inside his mind, talk to him about what's going on right now, and we'll be back in a little bit. Hope you'll be with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host.